Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
This is Benedict Po. You're listening to Fred Film Radio today with Başak Emre from the Turkish stand, who is also an organizer of the Adama Film Festival and the director of Festival on Wheels. Today she's with us to tell us about Turkish cinema. Hello, Başak.
Hello, hi.
It's been a big year this day for Turkish cinema because it's the 100th anniversary of it. In fact, Turkish cinema was very prominent in Cannes, and of course it ended with the Golden Palm to Winter's Sleep. What can you tell us about this big year and about everything that's going on right now in Turkish cinema?
Thank you. For us, you know, of course, you know, this year's the biggest achievement was the Golden Palm, you know. And it is great that also, you know, that we started in Berlin the celebrations of the centenary, and we had also like three films in Berlin, and then followed by Cannes with this big achievement, and now we are in Venice, and still we have two films, you know, in the competition and one in the Venice Classic section. And Ministry is very proud to make, you know, some celebrations, and these screenings are followed by some receptions and, you know, some events and happenings. So this is, I think, a great year for Turkish cinema. Now we are planning to do a retrospective in Busan Film Festival, in Valladolid Film Festival, and, you know, not in only big festivals, but we are present in also other festivals, small festivals.
Following all these celebrations and all this visibility that you gave yourself at all these festivals, have you noticed an increase of interest from other countries? And have you noticed that exchanges with other countries, possible co-productions and partnerships, have increased?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm observing this from the stands, especially in Cannes. I observed this, you know, when you have a film in competition, and especially when you got the award, you know, you have also automatically an interest for the other films, you know, in the catalog and the films produced this year. And many people, more and more people are coming for co-productions, and I think Turkey has also some opportunities, you know, more than before for co-productions as well.
It also is a superb place for film locations, as the beautiful present for the Cannes Festival attendees indicated.
Yeah, that's true, because every part of Turkey has different, you know, visuals, and so different from each other. So I think it's a very nice place for also shooting.
As you mentioned, here in Venice, there is a Turkish filming competition, and there is a film, a German film, by a famous Turkish-German director, Fatih Akin, in competition. How do you feel about this representation?
Yeah, I'm so happy, of course. Especially Sivas, you know, is a first film, and as a first film to be in the competition is a great achievement. And of course, Fatih Akin, you know, although it is a German production, we are very proud, you know, of him, you know. And besides that, we have another film in the Venice Classics section, which is one of the masterpieces of Turkish cinema. And the actress of the film will be present here. She's a very famous, you know, actress in Turkey. Hülya Koçyiğit is a star, you know. And so we are quite present, I think, in Venice.
At this third Venice Film Market, it's the first time you have a Turkish stand. How did that came up, and how could you organize that?
Yeah, it came up because of the celebrations of 100 years of Turkish cinema. We wanted to be also more present, you know, here. And I think it is good also because we have films in the competition, and at least people can reach us and also the directors of these films better, you know. This gives us this opportunity. And, yeah, these are the first days, you know. We will observe more about the market part, you know.
Right. How do you feel about the general atmosphere here? What do you hope to, what do you expect to accomplish when you finish at the end of this Venice market?
Yeah. You know, I like the atmosphere. You know, I like that Venice is a very compact, you know, all the cinemas and, you know, everything is in the same place. And as an achievement, of course, you know, I would really want that first film director won an award as well, you know, after Can maybe, you know, he will get something, an award from here.
What type of professionals tend to come to see you more? Buyers, producers, people looking for co-production?
Yeah, mostly co-production they are coming, and also some festivals who are interested in showing Sivas, you know, in their festival. So let's say co-production and more festivals. Buyers don't come to the stands more.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, I hope this market goes well, and I hope Turkish cinema continues to shine through even when it's 101 years old.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Başak.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.